as the veil in whose bosom the bright waters meet, or the last rays of feeling and life must depart, ere the bloom of that valley shall fade from my heart. Ere the bloom of that valley shall fade from my heart.
One of those beautiful recordings by Anuna and the RTE Orchestra there, and the Meeting of the Waters, as some people call it, the Vale of Avoca. And if ever you get the chance to come to Ireland, you should really visit the Vale of Avoca. Earlier on, when speaking of Mick Maloney, I mentioned the Johnstones, and I promised you I'd play a Johnstones track before the end of the programme, and I'm as good as my word, because here... Again, I think Mick Maloney's singing with the Johnstones and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. I love their harmony. It's sort of wide, folky harmony that they used to use in their recordings.
From Derry Quay we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on 5,000 gallons or more, in case we'd run short going through New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town, and twice farewell to my comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortunate ever should favor me, all right to have money in store. I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Well, we sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined unto our bunks with no one to pity poor me. No father kind nor mother dear to lift up my head when 'twas sore, which made me think more on the lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Well, we safely reached the other side in 23 days. We were taken as passengers by a man and led round in 6 different ways. We each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we drank a health to old Ireland shamrock shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to my comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortunate ever should favour me, all right to have money in store, I come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Do you see what I mean by that wonderful harmony, a sort of a folky harmony, where they just used two parts, the first and the fifth of the chord? They didn't, what normally we would do is put the third in as well, but they sang, it was gorgeous, their way of recording songs, the Johnstones. And I was always a big fan of the Johnstones, and I'm glad to be able to say I've managed to acquire one of their albums, and hopefully will acquire a lot more. Now, friends, that's our programme for this week. And before I go, I do want to say one or two things to you. First of all, my apologies for this week's programme, technically wise, because over the last 2 weeks, now I've got out of the habit of saying fortnight, because apparently outside of Ireland and the UK, when we say fortnight, people are thrown a bit. For the past 2 weeks or even more, I've had serious, and I mean very serious, technical problems. But I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I think we more or less sorted them out, but not quite. So there may be one or two variants in the programme for this week, but I hope you'll bear with me and accept my apology. Also, the email address is very important, joebollard2@aircom.net. At the risk of boring all my regular listeners, because I do know every week we're acquiring new listeners, and I'm delighted to be getting emails from you. By the way, it's joebollard2@aircom.net, EIRCOM.NET, and put the words "Sounds Irish" in the subject line. And even if you've never written to a radio station before in your life, I'd love you to contact me and, well, give me your impressions of the programme and maybe suggestions for the programme even. I'd love that. I hope you've enjoyed my little selection this week. I've enjoyed it. And I've just discovered by looking at my playlist, there are 4 tracks that I didn't get round to playing. I'll do those on next week's programme. Friends, I hope and pray that all is well in your world. And if it's not, I will also pray that you'll be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. Now, don't forget, I promise you this every week, as long as you keep your bargain, I will say a little prayer for you before I go to sleep tonight, if you say one for me, right? Please, okay? Friends, may good God bless you and yours. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. And this is Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you. And until next week, slán. travel safely. Bye.